insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 61st verse of the chapter. Now let's listen to this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ليس على الأعمى حرج ولا على الأعرج حرج ولا على المريض حرج ولا على أنفسكم أن تأكلوا من بيوتكم أو بيوت آبائكم أو بيوت أمهاتكم أو بيوت إخوانكم أو بيوت أخواتكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is not upon the blind any guilt, nor upon the lame any guilt, nor upon the ill any guilt, nor upon yourselves if you eat from your own houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from houses whose keys you possess, or from the house of your friend. There is no blame upon you whether you eat together or separately. But when you enter houses, give greetings of peace upon each other, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thus does Allah make clear to you the verses of ordinance, that you may understand.
So, the verse, dear listeners, starts with the point that there is no blame upon the blind or lame or the sick or on yourselves that you eat from your houses. It mentions all those cases where you do not need to ask for permission if you want to enter or sometimes eat from houses. So, it continues and it reaches this part. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ We said that upon the meaning of buyut, there is no reason to tell us that we should limit the meaning of the verse to only these buyut that are mentioned prior to this part or any other kind of buyut. And now, in the previous episode, we discussed the possible meanings of فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. In short, we can say that this part, as some commentators believe, simply means salute one another. And the use and the application of the word أنفس does not show anything unusual or anything new. Some others, however, believe that it means you should greet to your wives and your children and your issues and your family, actually. Why the word anfus is used? Because they are considered as man himself. And therefore, it is stated in this verse in the form of anfus. Some others say that in the verse of mutual cursing, we see that such a meaning is used, and it is because you are relationally close to one another, and the word anfus is used there, just as Imam Ali's closeness to the Prophet ﷺ is stated in the traditions in this way. Some commentators believed that this verse is referring to the houses in which no one lives. So if you enter a house in which no one is there, you should salute on yourselves and the righteous servants. When you enter, you should say, "Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin." But what is the point? How can this be summed up? We think that there is not any somehow inconsistency between these commentaries. Entering every home and house, we must salute. Believers must salute believers. Household must salute each other. And if there is no one, we must salute ourselves, because all of these, in fact, refer to saluting oneself.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as we said, the different cases of the commentary points regarding the part فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, then salute one another, there is no inconsistency between them, and entering every home, we must salute, because all of them refer to saluting oneself. On the commentary of this verse, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "The purpose of saluting household at the time of entering home is that they will be naturally answering him, and they will be naturally returning peace and salutations on himself, and this is saluting oneself." So, Imam actually says that you want to know why the word anfus is used in this case and in this verse of the Holy Quran? It is because when you
Send your regards when you salute your friends, your relatives, or simply anyone who is living in that house. They will be naturally returning that peace. They will be naturally answering you. And this means that you are saluting to yourself, because whatever you give to others will return to you. And this is the meaning of فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And again, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said that when a person enters his home and sees someone there, he must salute him or her. And if there is no one there, he must say, peace be upon us from Allah, as Allah has said in the Holy Quran, a greeting from Allah, blessed and good. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith